Blog Talk Radio.
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. A tailored dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
Are you there, Jenny?
I'm here. I don't know where Jenny is then.
No, I don't. She must be having trouble. She'll probably phone in. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's your baby doing?
About the same. So right now, they still want pictures of her mouth inside, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, how's your toothache?
Touch wood and whistle, it's gone so far.
Oh.
Dr. John, he gave me that tip, didn't he, with the whiskey.
Oh, that's been helping?
Yes, it's done the trick.
Cool.
Yes, marvellous.
That's good.
Mmm.
Well, I don't know if we should hang up and call back. I don't know what to do here.
Well, when it generally goes like this, I generally wait, and then Jenny phones in on the mobile. Yeah, she's going to call in.
I'm here.
Good.
There you are. Okay.
I was here before you guys were here, but nobody knew it because my mic isn't working.
Oh.
Well, actually, my mic is fine. Blog Talk's not working.
What a pain.
So, isn't Yeah, see, if it works for Ann to call in, my mic don't function.
Well, not funny.
It kind of sucks.
That's it. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I was saying that Jay Does Elvis is here, and I added music today. I thought that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, well, let's see what Jenny does.
Yes.
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. And John and I had a short discussion this morning and decided, that, well, actually, bottom line, he left it up to me, but we basically decided that there's going to be a one-hour Memorial Day show.
Oh, nice.
Because it's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's Memorial Day, you know.
Sure.
And that's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And since Sean is not going to be doing a Monday show because of how the timing of her vacation is going to roll.
Traveling and that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do a one-hour Memorial Day show. I can't do it as late as she normally would do her show because I have to be sleeping at that time of day.
Yeah.
I got to work that night, the night before.
Yes.
So it's going to be at the same time that my shows normally are.
Okay.
So you can just, you know, put that on the back shelf and know it's there.
Yeah.
And I'll be posting it and everything. And it's only going to be 1 hour simply because I don't have time for a two-hour show on a day that I work.
Hmm.
But I think a day like Memorial Day deserves something on that day rather than doing it early.
Yeah, it does.
So we'll have our gospel show tomorrow, and we will have a one-hour Memorial Day show on Monday.
Okay, Jenny.
So, and I'm so glad you can hear me now, but I'm on my phone. So that means, it just means whatever. I've got to have three hands, two heads.
Is that all? Good luck with that.
Oh, Lord. And then they come and cart me away to the freak show at the circus. Okay.
That's not good.
I have faith in you, Jenny. You can do it.
Yes.
You can do it.
You know what? I've done it before. I've done it before. It just drives me absolutely bonkers.
Yes.
You know? Because I take a chance on either cutting off the call or cutting off the chat. And it's like, okay, what's going to happen now? So we'll just start rolling the boat and see.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. All right, let's start off this show with, I was going to call it something else, but I'll go with show.
Okay.
I'm yours. And just, you know, just go with that, okay? I'm yours.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live, I'm yours. No arms but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, I gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand. and I'll be there with every beat, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours.
Okay. Got through the first one.
That's a great song. Love it.
Oh, I do too. Mm. It's like, it's one of those mellow, eat it up kind of songs. Mm. Or eat you up. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's great. I like it. And I'm going, I think, I'm going to do this. I have one of those original, well, actually I've got two of them, but one of them is just a regular, the original and the Elvis version. And I got to get down to where, oh yeah, Shauna's stuff is still in here. Okay, well, that just means she didn't have time to do anything, and we don't know if her network is still cleaned out or not. My stuff in her network is cleaned out, but you know, she's got a whole lot more to have to take care of. I don't know if she's been able to get to hers or not. So I need to ask her that question. Mm-hmm. Hopefully next week it's all going to be back to normal.
Yes.
And that's like a yeah, sure, John. Sure. I had to toss that in. Okay. Terry Stafford is the original of Suspicion.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up? I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicious.
Or is my heart?
Suspicious.
Keeps us apart.
Suspicious.
Why talk to me?
So there was Terry Stafford doing the original Suspicion. Now, here's Elvis doing his version.
Me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Oh, you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Don't worry if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
Terry Stafford original.
Yeah.
And Elvis' version was just sitting right there on the screen on YouTube saying, well, here I am. What about me?
That's right.
So I said, okay. You know how that goes? Yeah. Why not? So I had to play both of them. I just decided it wouldn't be complete if I didn't play both of them.
That's right.
So there you go. Hey. And now, we've got stuff. It's good stuff. I got a song that Ann sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song that Sue sent me. I think. I thought I put it in here. What was the name of it, Sue?
I don't know. I sent two or three, I believe.
Because I might have put it in here and forgot to put that it was from Sue. Well, crap. Well, if I don't find it and it's not here for today, it'll be here for the next one. So I'm not going to forget you. I know there's one in there.
Okay, don't worry about it.
I have one from Susan, too. And it's a jumper. Oh, we like it. I mean, not a jumper like off the Empire State Building or the Golden Gate Bridge or anything. But I mean, go out to the barn and get the banjos and the fiddles going and jump. That kind of jumper.
Oh, great.
Oh, my goodness, gosh. It just kind of throws me for a loop when my mic doesn't work. It just really is irritating. Uh-huh. Okay. Just get past, do something else. Here's one that John sent me this morning, and I remember hearing this on the radio. I think that's an okay thing because I was a kid. So it's all right. I was just a kid. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood singing Summer Wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Oh, summer.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss
All right. Now, some of you remembered that, and most of you didn't.
No,
that's okay.
It's good.
Because it was from quite some time ago. I didn't write down the year, but it's been a while. Take my word for it. It's been a while. But John sent it to me, and I remember it. I'm not sure I should have said that or not, but I remember it. And it always was a good song.
It was.
It really was.
Mm-hmm. Good song, but I've not heard it.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, now you have.
Yes.
Yes. Now you have. All right. Elvis.
Yes.
And since it's right here in front of me, this is the one we're going to play. A little bit.
I don't want much, just want a little bit. Don't want it all, just a little bit. Turn your lamps down low, set me a kiss. Turn your lights down low, I won't resist. I want an itty weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Early in the morning, we're just a little bit.
Yeah. just a little bit, like, oh, you got, baby. Lay it on me, honey. You know, you just things you really need to say.
Oh.
Hey, what can I tell you? What course are you? Okay. I'm not, first I want to let everybody know that there is someone we know that needs prayers right now. And don't you need to put that in here. Okay, you don't have to tell me because it doesn't look like I did, and that really sucks, but I'm going to tell you a story anyway. We'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll put it on for tomorrow. I'm very confused right now. I've got it on for tomorrow. That's okay. That's okay. It's something really cool that John gave me that we think of as a love song to a woman.
Okay.
To guys, it's a love song to God.
Oh, God.
And we're going to do that tomorrow in the gospel bar.
Great.
And I'm going to play the original, and then I'm going to play Elvis' version. And I will tell you the story in between.
Okay.
It's awesome. It really is awesome. It's really awesome. And it's just cool. That's all I can say at this point, guys. All right. Now, the other announcement I need to make, just because I was moved to do so, is that a lady we all know, her name is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Kathy in our chat. We heard from her daughter that she took a very bad fall yesterday, and she hit her head, her neck, and shoulder, and she broke her hand.
Oh, no.
So she's in pretty bad shape right now. And if you could just remember to put her in your prayers, and you know, that will really help her out.
Yes,
we know her, and we just need to do this. Yeah, mm-hmm. We just need to do this.
Yeah.
So.
Yes,
and I don't have her permission, so I can't tell you her whole name on the air. But her first name is Kathy. So keep her in your prayers, guys, for fast healing and for the pain to quickly go away. Because I can imagine she's in some very bad pain right now.
Oh.
And that's not good no matter what.
Mm.
Okay, so instead of what
is
I was going
home?
To do, since that's on the list for tomorrow, let's see here. How about Elvis with One Night of Sin?
One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw the earth stand still. Don't call my name.
the ending? Oh, so cool. Oh, so cool. Hey, and guess what I found, kids?
What?
I was looking through my library during that song.
Yeah.
And I found the story song that I was going to do. But first, well, okay, you can go ahead first if you want to. Anyway, I'm going to play a song that John sent me this morning by Jose Feliciano. Now, did you guys know that Feliciano was blind?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Can you imagine doing music like he did and having as many hits as he did, as many albums as he did? I mean, think of it. He's not the only one. Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, they're all blind. And look at how prolific they are in the music.
Yes, well,
it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, John sent me Jose Feliciano doing the song Rain.
Listen to the pouring rain, listen to it fall. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain all night long, let my love for you grow strong. As long as we're together, who cares about the weather? Listen to the falling rain, listen to it fall. Every drop of rain I can hear you call, yeah. Call my name right out loud. I can hear above the clouds and down here among the puddles, you and I together huddle. Listen to the falling rain, listen to the rain. Every drop of rain I can hear you call my name right out loud. I can hear above the clouds and down here among the puddles, you and I together huddle. Listen to the falling rain, listen to the rain. Listen to the pouring rain, listen to the rain. If he's on falling, if he's on
Jose. Yeah. I really love listening to him. I have actually seen him in concert here in Wickenburg, believe it or not, at the Del Webb Center for the Arts.
Oh, lovely.
Which is up at the high school. Yeah, you know, it's like, what the heck? Anyhow, yeah, it's not a really big venue. It only holds like 600 people.
Yeah.
But it's sold out.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty small.
Mm.
All right. Now let's go. And you know the problem with not being able to find that song was that I didn't remember that I put the word the in front of the title. Is that just dingy or what? No, don't say anything. It's okay. I know I'm dingy. It's all right. You don't need it confirmed. But it doesn't matter. So first I'm going to do the original.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Here we got Carolyn wants to talk.
Oh, bless her.
No. There we go. Hi, Carolyn. What's up?
I need to deliver a message from a little girl. She was here earlier today. She said
okay.
to tell Jenny and everybody hi.
Oh,
she got to stay about 30 minutes.
Oh.
And she had to get back home.
We say hi back and we're sorry we missed her.
Bless her.
I told her when she came down here, I said, you're way too early, sweetheart. Well, Grandma, I had to come now or didn't get to come at all. I said, okay. She says, tell Jenny and all the ladies hello and hi. I said, yes, Lizzie, I will do it.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Then
well,
she got,
tell her hi, Matt.
She ate her portion of watermelon, and then she followed her grandpa out to the garden.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
And someone told me to shove a sock in Todd's mouth because I couldn't hear y'all in him too. And he said to tell him that he was chewing on that sock right now. Ain't that right, dear?
Okay, please.
But I was trying to listen to y'all and listen to him talk to his son, and there's too much going at once, and I thought I was going to have to hang up. Well, they ended up going ahead and leaving, but they got directions, or whatever you want to call it, how to listen to Jenny's show.
Great.
Cool.
Sean didn't know nothing about Blog Talk. So I explained the whole thing to him and how to look it up. And I think it's his wife, but he has not said that he married the girl yet. But she has a wedding band on, and so does he. And she asked me what type of music that was played. I said Elvis and a little bit of everybody else that hadn't been heard in a while. And she says, great, I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, awesome.
So
awesome. I enjoys it.
I spread your name across the kitchen table. Because we lost it in here in the kitchen.
My sister that just found me, I have let her know how to go in and listen as well. She thought she needed to upload an app. And I said, no, you don't need to load an app. You just go click the link, honey. Just click the link. You're okay.
Yeah, that's what we were telling them. That Clyde's son is there. And he guards all the judges and senators and stuff at the Capitol here.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't get to come this way very often because he lives in Raleigh. And that's about an hour, 2 hours from here. And she's a nurse, so she don't get much time off.
Yeah,
she
needs to enjoy what time she gets.
I tried not to be rude.
Tell Lizzie we say hello back. And just whenever she can, hop on and listen.
She's going to be here tomorrow, but I'm going to send a message to her, try to tell her not to come down until after 4 o'clock. And that way she can catch you on air.
Right.
But I want
to
deliver that message, and then I guess this is our week of getting surprises. Thursday night, our daughter that we haven't seen in 9 years, she might live 40 minutes from here, sent her daddy and me a invitation to her oldest son's college graduation.
Oh,
he's
good.
He's been taking college courses along with high school classes from 9 to 12. He graduated on top of his class at AT&T University on honor roll.
Wonderful.
That's great. And we didn't know nothing about any of that stuff going on until Thursday night. And me and him planned on going. Well, Friday morning I got up, couldn't move my head. I pulled a muscle in my shoulder and my neck. So I had to stay home. No, my head's stuck in one position. I can't hardly turn it without it shooting a pain up it. So I'm going Tuesday to have that looked at. So, but I guess this week or last week is all good news for us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm grateful for all of that.
And it's news you didn't expect ever have, and that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I'll let you go back to playing your music and talking, and I think I heard Ann in the background.
Yes. Ann's here.
Is your tooth better?
Yes, it's a lot better, thank you, Carolyn.
That's good. That's good. Well,
it's amazing
I won't sit
what
here.
You can do.
I know.
Well, I've talked long enough, so I'm going to get back to the show and I'll get back to listening.
Okay, honey. Thank you for letting us know about Lizzie and about the graduation, and it's all good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's get back to you. We'll talk later.
Okay, Kathleen.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now I'll do what I was going to do that I thought I couldn't do, but now I'm going to do.
Yes.
Did you follow that?
I'm with you.
I'd worry about that if I were you, honey. But that's what it is.
Yes.
So, all right. What this is a song that we've always thought was a love song to a woman.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's a love song to God.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it was originally intended. And it's just, nobody ever said any different. So our opinions as listeners made up our own minds. And guess what? We were wrong. So that's okay. We're going to listen to it now. But listen to it with your mind bent towards singing to God. This is the original from a gentleman called Ray Peterson.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you try to show your love for me in everything. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love to me is everything. And you're always there to lend a hand in all I try to do.
Elvis was singing to God. Mm-hmm. He wasn't singing to a woman, not even his mama. He was singing to God. Stop and think of it. Who gave him his voice?
That's right.
God did. It's amazing. You know, you have to put everything into perspective and realize that as the public, we ain't always right, guys. We just ain't always right. So what the story is that, and yes, I did let Shauna know that I was doing this today, so I'm not infringing on her area. She, as far as I know, is still going to have this story on her show, and she may add to it. She may have more to it, and that would be fine. So anyway, Ray Peterson, who sang the original, actually tells the story about how Elvis called and asked permission to remake this song. Can you believe that? Cool. But Ray said, you don't have to ask permission. You're Elvis Presley. Well, Elvis responded to that and said, yes, I do. You're Ray Peterson. But, hey, you know, that's called a mutual admiration society, mm-hmm. where they both respect what the other one is doing and has done, and they are a class act about it. Giving credit where credit is due and making sure that everybody's okay with what's going on. So that's the story, guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, I do. You're Ray Peterson. I thought that was very, very awesome. I really did. So now listen to this with a different frame of mind, a different outlook on it. Elvis is singing to God the wonder of you.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And when you listen to the words, you can really tell that it's to God.
Mm. Yeah.
If you listen to it the way we've always listened to it, yeah, he could be singing to a woman. But that's not the true case. He's singing to God. And the truth will always win out. We got to know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big sigh. Get some oxygen. Get it working. Okay. Now, it's time, Susan, to play your request. Tom, I was just mentioning that you sent one. Now I'm going to play it. So, hey, guys, untangle your feet from the chair legs.
Yes.
Kick off those loose shoes because you're going to kill yourself when you fall. So, get ready to rock. This is the Hillbilly Rock, Hillbilly Roll by the Woolpackers.
We're on our way.
Nashville, here we come.
Yeah.
This is the right place.
This is it, no one here. We come to the right place.
What about Cadillac?
Guitar shaped swimming pool. Cancelled due to unforeseen ping.
All right, we'll have to do it ourselves now.
Yeah, we'll have to do it ourselves.
Come on, we'll have to do it ourselves. Hang on. Hey, lads, where shall I stick this?
Hey?
I said, where shall I stick this?
Don't ask silly questions, Zach.
Hey. Hey.
But you hold on tight, it's a hillbilly rock and roll night. Yeah. Are you all say ma and pa? Everybody's out in the yard. Somebody's calling out, go, can't go. It's Uncle Earl on his old banjo. It's
a hillbilly rock.
Chance to get up and get your blood moving and just pretending you're alive. Oh, it's one of those things. And I did just get a message from Shauna, and she says that
She's going to talk more about the wonder of you when she does part two of the stories behind the songs. So that was exactly what I was hoping for. That's why I kept it a little bit sketchy, so that she could fill you in on the details, because that's what she does. So it's going to be good, guys. You're not going to want to miss that, because you want the whole story. And to get the whole story, you got to go and listen to Shauna. So there you are. Oh, yeah. So great. So great. So great. Doing that little bit there, knowing that knowledge that we didn't know before, that just makes me happy. Makes me smile. And then we sing We sing a shit-kicking song, like Hillbilly Rock and Roll. And, you know, it's great. It's just great. Everything's right with the world right now. Everything's good right now. And please, God, let it stay that way for a while. A long while would be good.
Yeah.
There, guys, I put my order in. There you go. I put my order in. I did what I could do. Oh, God. Okay, now let's play Anne's request.
Thank you.
All right. Hers is an Elvis song. Fits right in. Like it. Home is where the heart is. From Kid Galahad.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you're with me is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. And my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. Maybe I'm a rolling stone for what I'm out to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch. For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home, 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 home.
They kind of cut that one a little bit short. That's okay. We got the bulk of the song.
We did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenny.
So we can do that. We can do that. Yes. I love that song. I always have. I recorded it once, but it's not in an MP3. So unless I do it again, you guys are never going to hear it. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. So anyway, I have one that John gave me, that you change one little word
And it goes from a gospel song to a love song. And that's what he did. This is a recording from Germany in 1958. And that's what he did, is he changed that one little word. And now it's a love song. Her hand in mine.
Ready? At ease, man.
You may ask me how I know her love is real. You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know she loves me too. She'll always, I can feel her hand in mine, and that she's for me. I will never
ending. Just send the guitar and you're done.
That's right.
That's okay. I love that song enough, I'll forgive him. Like I have a choice, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. It's all right. All right, we're going to go way back now.
Okay.
Don sent me a song from, oh, did I write down when it was from? Of course I didn't write it down. Oh, really 60s, I'm believing, if I'm remembering right. And I do remember this. You guys remember the name Edie Gourmet?
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember who she was married to?
Offhand, I can't remember his name there. But, yeah.
She was married to Steve Lawrence.
That's the one, yeah.
And quite often, back in the day of variety shows, you would not see one on a show without the other one being there as well. And they may sing solo songs, and they may sing duets. Okay. But very often, they were on the same show at the same time together. And I think that's what kept them married, to tell you the truth. I think that's what kept them married.
Yeah.
But they were quite devoted to each other. Not that they probably didn't knock each other's heads off once in a while, but, you know, hey, they stayed married for a long time. So this is a song John sent me that Edie Gourmet did.
Oh, great.
And she's got it on an album, and it's called, you'll recognize the song. I know you'll recognize the song. Blame It on the Bossa Nova.
Oh, yes.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye. Standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro. Let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova.
I really don't know how that can be the dance of love, because you never get close enough to each other. Okay. That's one of those where you just take it for somebody's word and say, all right, whatever.
If you like.
Really. I could think of some other dances that could be thought as a dance of love, but, oh, well, if they want to do the bossa nova, they can do the bossa nova. That's no problem. Okay. Let's grab an Elvis song from 1973. And this is one of those songs I think John likes. It's fun. Three Corn Patches.
Wow. Yeah.
I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. I said three corn patches, about four cotton fields away. Lives the prettiest girl of old U.S. I said hey. Got big brown eyes, long black wavy hair.
Dishes or something. All right. How about Trying to Get to You from 1955?
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling in vain. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but it didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, in spite of all that I've been through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I would travel night and day. I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. There was nothing that could hold me or could keep with me. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true, Lord above, you know the love. My way was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Love it. Every time I do something like that, I see the Keystone Cops out and running around there, or the Three Stooges.
Oh my gosh.
The Beatles did that in one of their movies too, and it's like, okay, I'm just going insane, that's all. You'll have to understand.
That's cute.
They'll be coming to take me away soon. It's all right. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay. Here's another song that John sent me this morning, and it's so good, and it's so old, but we so like it. Well, I think I need a drink. I've had enough sleep, but that's not the problem. Okay, this is just coffee. That's the problem. Okay.
Oh,
I knew something was going on. Paul Peterson. From 1962. I was just a tyke. She can't find her keys. What an idiot.
Not good.
When I take my baby home at night, I can't wait to kiss and hold her tight. Time begins to drag when she starts searching through her bag.
She says, get some motors, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a plane.
She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubblegum, and bobby pins. But she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, cold cream, and candy bars. But she can't find her keys. She can't find her keys.
out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys!
Presley, Records, Hairspray, and Jelly Beans, but she can't find her keys.
Her keys!
Eyebrow pencils, perfume, and potato chips, and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, cause she can't find her keys. Piano bench, pretzels in a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cut, pumpkin seeds and coffee pot, watermelon, gold balls, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
It would be a little bit difficult with all that stuff stuck in your purse to find a little thing. Like
a complicated statement, you could lose your keys. Oh my gosh.
Did you catch it where it said Presley Records?
Yes. You know, what purse is actually correctly stocked if you don't have one or two Presley records in there? You know?
True.
Well, that's what our phone is now. But back then, they didn't have cell phones, so they had to take the records with them. How they planned on playing him, God only knows. But, you know, that was interesting. Oh, I was listening to the list of things she was pulling out of her purse, and it's like, okay, candy bars is good. Yeah, that's good. Gumdrops. Okay. And the instant picture that came to my mind when she started pulling gumdrops out of her purse is, they're fuzzy. I don't think I'd eat gumdrops that have been floating in the bottom of my purse.
No. Nope.
Not going to happen.
No.
If I want to eat cat hair and dust, then no, I can do that at home.
That's a cute
it's
record,
gotta
though.
It's got to be feeling already.
That was a cute record.
All right, here's another one. Because I've got some I want to get to, but here's one that you just don't expect. You really don't expect it. It's by Jay and the Americans. Just a normal, run-of-the-mill 1960s group. They play rock and roll music. They play all kinds of stuff. Well, they play this, too. Caramilla.
Caramilla, why must we say goodbye each time we
Thank you.
You just gotta.
Love that.
I couldn't get my mic to unmute. It just kept sitting there with this little circle going around. Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah. Oh, come on. This is no good. Oh, well. I've got quite a one here that I listened to this. And with her voice, there's a particular gal I have in mind, and she's been in some movies that she plays like the comic relief kind of because of her voice. She's a beautiful girl, but her voice just puts her in that funny category. And she was in Frankie and Johnny, and she was in, with some Jimmy.
Yeah.
The Cheyenne Social Club. And she just has this way about her, you know. And when I saw this gal, that's what I thought of. That's who I thought of. Because her voice, she's a little blonde, and her voice is the same quality as the gal in those movies. And you know what's funny? Is this gal's name is Sue Thompson. And there used to be a program on TV called FBI, with the I spelled EYE, because this gal was deaf. And she's really, really deaf, but she's a good actress. She's fantastic. But the character's name was Sue Thompson.
Oh, yes.
This is really weird.
Mm.
Yeah, and her dog, Levi, her hearing dog, Levi.
Yeah. Good
anyway,
choice.
John sent me this song, and I'm sorry. I was laughing in this song because it's just like, who takes anybody serious whose name is Norman? I'm sorry. I apologize to anyone who's named Norman, but it just strikes me as funny. Sorry. So anyway, this is Sue Thompson singing a song called Norman.
Yes.
I got my ending. I got my ending.
Oh, my.
Oh, that felt good. Okay. It's time for another Elvis song because we need to get some air and be able to breathe again. Here's Elvis doing "It's Still Here."
The day you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. You had the nerve to tell me I would soon forget. Now you've been gone away 1 year, and I have not forgotten, dear, the love I had for you so long is still here. Ooh, it's here, still here, because my heart cannot believe we're really through. And though you said we'd never part, you turned around and broke my heart. The love I had for you so long still is here, still here, because my heart cannot believe we're really through. Now you've been gone away 1 year, and I have not forgotten, dear, the love I had for you so long is still here.
Down the year again. I don't know if I saw the year. Anyway, a group called the Safaris. Do you guys remember them?
No.
No? I remember hearing about them. I probably heard them on the radio.
Mm.
It was one of those groups. Strange names, strange people, good music.
Well, can't go wrong, then.
1960s. You know, hey, this one is called "Image of a Girl."
There we go. There we go. There we go. Trying to finish this message. As usual. Yeah, Minette was, I think it was Minette was saying that TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Mm.
And so I was trying to get written down that that TikTok sound was made by holding the cowbell so that it would not ring.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And hitting it in two different places with a drumstick.
Oh. Huh.
That's how they did it.
Hmm.
You can get more sounds out of different things. It totally amazed me. But when you see them done, the tricks aren't so mysterious.
Yeah.
So it's just a question of understanding what works.
Hmm.
And a lot of that is experimentation. But yeah, somebody found out that if you don't let the cowboy ring, the cowbell ring, yeah, don't let the cowboy ring. That means he's dead drunk on his butt. But if you don't let the cowbell ring, you can get that TikTok sound.
Oh, that's something new.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's really kind of strange. But and they have a what did they used to call that block? It was a wood block that they had hollowed out the center of, and you could also hit that with the drumstick and get that kind of a sound.
Oh.
So it's pretty interesting that Clavelet or something like that. Anyway, I don't remember exactly. Guys, we're reaching back to high school. I mean, you know, give me a break. But there's different ways you get those strange sounds.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's okay. How about another Elvis song? You guys are going to hate that, I know, but I'm going to do it. Never Let You Go.
so exciting. It was so
exciting. Oh, just love it.
You know, hey.
My eyes are crying.
I've seen excitement in a lot of ways.
Something you get excited about. I mean, golly, Moses, guys, I'm here all by myself. I'm always here by myself. I got to get excited about something. Might as well be the endings to songs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe after I move, I'll have something else to be excited about. Who knows? Yeah, green grass. I get to mow grass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, holy guacamole, Batman. All right. I've got another song that John sent me, and it's great. I love it. You remember Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the sequel to Big Bad John.
Oh.
It's called Cajun Queen.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind. Because he moves me. Now, where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start, because I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found and he's living. So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole, and said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, I told you I'd get my man, 'cause he moves me. You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans, Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
Yeah, just remember that. He moves me. I love it. 110 grandchildren. Can you imagine how much? Never mind. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Wow.
But I said just enough to put it in your mind, didn't I? Oh.
Not to fly like a rabbit.
Yes. So yes. A whole passel of them. Anyway, I got, you know what? I got 5 minutes left, guys.
Oh.
Is that
already?
Great show.
Yeah, hey. John gave us some fantastic music today, and I played every one of them he gave me.
So no.
I was cooking with gas. Odd. Cooking with gas. So, hey,
you
know
did
what?
Good.
We had a good time. I had a good time. I hope you guys had a good time.
Yes.
Tomorrow, gospel show. And we're going to have some more good stuff for you. And then Monday,
I'm going to put on a special Memorial Day show because Shauna's not doing a show Monday. She's getting ready to leave for vacation. So I'll do a one-hour Memorial special tomorrow afternoon. I mean, Monday afternoon at the same time I always do shows.
Sure.
And tomorrow we'll do our regular gospel show.
Okay.
So you don't want to miss any of it. You really don't. Feeding the music into your music bones to make them all strong and happy.
Mm. Did you see what Carolyn said?
What, honey? I'm not talking. All right. 110 grandchildren. So you can imagine how much loving is going on in that cabin.
Yes.
Must be a mountain cabin by a lake in the woods.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or a used mobile home in on a half acre by a lake. That works. Would
that poor woman.
So anyway, guys, you gotta come back for the gospel show tomorrow, and for the Memorial Day hour on Monday. It's very, very special. So thank you all for joining me, Ann and Sue. I hope I tickled your funny bones and made you glad to be here.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Because I was glad you were here. I thought it was cool. Thank you, everyone in the chat, because you guys are fun, and I love it. You just keep it alive, and you keep it going, and it's fantastic. And, yes, you better laugh, Clyde, because you asked for it. Because you know me good enough to know if you ask, hey, you know, it's going to happen. I have no shy bones. They've all evaporated. Which is a good thing, believe me. Being shy is painful. So anyway, guys, thank you everybody out in La La Land that clicked those links and came in to listen. I hope you had fun and enjoy it and come back. Tomorrow is just as much fun, just in a different light. So if we do tomorrow's show in God's light. So come and enjoy it, because it is very enjoyable. All right, honey. It's time to go. And I will see you all tomorrow. All right?
Okay. Good afternoon. Good evening. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my love. My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. And time goes. And time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I'll be coming home.
Are you